For me, CPD is a fundamental part of being a registered professional, and it's something that should be seen very much as part of what we do every day, not just as an add-on that maybe try to do half a day a month. I think it's vital for people, for all of us, to understand that it's an expectation of us as registered practitioners, and also from the professional body point of view, that it plays a significant role in our code of ethics and code of conduct, and also professional standards.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's about, it's what makes us a professional.
Mm.
It's about, it's a core skill. It's something we have to do. Because if you think about why, we've got to continue to develop our skills so people who use our services can trust us, and that we can remain competent, and that it strengthens not just our own reputation as an individual, but gives the profession some integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'd echo that as the regulator, of course. It's a statutory requirement, so it's a legal requirement that you undertake CPD as part of maintaining your registration, and it has been since our standards were introduced in 2006. So I suppose beyond that, though, of course, you know, we hope people aren't doing it just because they have to. Mm-hmm. It's about, as you say, from a professional's point of view, making a commitment to keeping your knowledge and skills up to date. But for us as a regulator, I suppose, where we'd see it fitting in is as being part of actually maintaining your fitness to practice. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you see the fitness to practice process where we'll investigate if something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. But actually this, in a way, I guess you could see as a sort of preventative measure, because mm-hmm. if people are keeping their knowledge and skills up to date, they're engaged and excited and motivated about their profession, mm-hmm. then, you know, those kind of individuals are going to be less likely to get into difficulty.
Yeah. But I guess it's broader than that as well, because we're focusing on the regulated professionals, but mm-hmm. then CPD is also for everyone. It's mm-hmm. for the, you know, for support workers and for non-regulated members yeah. of our profession.
And you set out expectations for those.
Yes, because the code of conduct covers
all OT personnel, so students, yeah. qualified occupational therapists, and support workers, etc. So
we're all bound to doing CPD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.